U of Oklahoma Workshop Leader, Being on Time is White Supremacy. By Tom Sikata on January 20, 2020. A scholar that is set to lead a workshop on race at the University of Oklahoma once argued being on time is a white supremacist concept. According to a report by the College Fix, Heather Hackman, who is scheduled to host a workshop at the University of Oklahoma, has some radical views on race. Hackman, a former professor at St. Cloud University, attended 2016's White Privilege Conference, where she offered a bizarre take on American society. Hackman argued that giving grades to students, using proper English, and the simple notion that one should arrive on time to work and school are racist. Specific cultural traits chosen and emphasized to favor whites to the detriment of non-white groups, Hackman argued in 2016. Individual assessments, competition, outcome over process, I care more about your grades than how you're doing. Discipline where we care more about your attendance and making sure you're not tardy than we care about your relationships. Proper English must be spoken, which is just assimilation into standard U.S. dialect. Hierarchical power structure, and heavy goal orientation. Hackman's upcoming workshop at the University of Oklahoma, which is titled The Body Already Knows, A Framework for Dismantling Race, Racism and Whiteness and Achieving Racial Justice, will focus on how racism impacts human bodies. Hackman's workshop addresses the impacts of race, racism and whiteness, RRW, by first grounding into the body and helping participants explore some basic tools of embodied racial justice. We then briefly explore race, racism and whiteness content, racial narratives, systemic racism and systemic whiteness, and how their impacts land on our bodies. In particular, we will conceptually and somatically focus on the centrality of whiteness, white privilege and white supremacy, and how it sits at the center of the overall system of racial oppression. Hackman's workshop will take place on May 26 at the University of Oklahoma. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.